Farage says UK needs political reform to drain the Westminster swamp. By Victoria Friedman on November 24, 2019. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage has suggested that his party may be one day be rebranded the Reform Party, saying his colleagues and the British people want an overhaul of the British political system. Speaking to the Daily Express, Mr. Farage said, "We might need to rebrand as the Reform Party. Definitely, our appetite is for political reform. This country wants political reform. It's sick of the whole bloody system. Sick of the whole lot. We talk about Washington as the swamp, and we are beginning to talk about Westminster in the same way." He added in comments reported on Sunday, "There is an absolutely massive disconnect. The idea of changing politics is completely on the table. Electoral reform 10 years ago was for the Oxford Union, now people actually understand it. Ditching the term manifesto over associations with political promises rarely kept." Mr. Farage unveiled the Brexit Party's contract with the British people on Friday. He said that his party wants a voting system that is more representative of people's views and vows to abolish the House of Lords. Speaking to the Express, Mr. Farage said that the way the whole peerage and honour system has been used is ludicrous. "The whole thing is corrupt," he added. "Voters hate the House of Lords. This is going to be a big issue in the next few years." Mr. Farage has previously said that Conservatives have offered him and his Brexit Party colleagues peerages on more than one occasion in exchange for standing down against the Tories. "The way the Conservatives have just tried to buy everybody off is quite extraordinary, and some people succumb to that. Don't underestimate the power of the big state," Mr. Farage said. As well as pledging to abolish the House of Lords, the MEP said during his contract launch that under Brexit Party rules, members of the highly politicized civil service would have to sign a pledge of political neutrality. Further, political guidelines would be devised for the Supreme Court. The UK's highest court came under criticism in September for siding with anti-Brexit parties and campaigners in ruling Prime Minister Boris Johnson's suspending of Parliament unlawful and ordering MPs back to the House of Commons.